relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Carr Firearms.
Welcome back, dear friends. This is Sebastian Gorka on the Salem Radio Network. I promised you 2 hours ago I'd do something. Jeff, we'll get to you in a moment. Thank you for being so patient on line five. You've got an interesting call. So I thought after having a national radio show for 3 hours a day for almost 2 years now, it's time we got really specific about who's in the fight to win and to actually win it for the truth and who are just a bunch of, I don't know, fifth columnists, swamp creatures, whatever you wish to call them. And I asked Eric to print out the list for me of all the Republican senators and all the Republican members of Congress, because I wanted to go through the names and work out the math of patriotism. And here it is. And I might write something up. I might post this on social media. But here you go. I have two sheets of paper in front of me with all of our Republican senators, the 52 senators we have on Capitol Hill right now who have the letter R behind their name. And I got my orange highlighter pen, and I went through it before the show. And here are the good guys. And if there's an issue or a kind of question mark with either of any of these, I'll explain. So in alphabetical order, Marsha Blackburn, regular guest on the show, no surprise, Tennessee. Tom Cotton, Arkansas. Ted Cruz, Texas. Josh Hawley, Missouri. Ron Johnson, Wisconsin. John Kennedy, Louisiana. Always has a great soundbite about Nancy. Rand Paul, who I do not agree with on everything. I'm not a libertarian. I actually have a triple-digit IQ. But he's a fighter, so if you're a fighter, you make it on my list. And then David Perdue. And that's about it. I mean, if I've forgotten you, apologies, but let's just do the math. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 people in the highest political elected office collectively that we have outside of the White House. 8 out of 56. It's a disgrace. But it's even worse if you look at the lower house. 196 seats. I'm not talking about the new Congress coming in. You know, great, great fighters like Lauren Boebert, who's going to be with us next. I'm talking about people now. How many real fighters have stood up to make America great again, have stood up to the propaganda and the lies of the Democrats and the media? God, it's pathetic. Again, guests of the show, almost all. Brian Babin. Andy Biggs. Mo Brooks. Liz Cheney. Doug Collins. Dan Crenshaw. I'm being explicit here. I don't agree with them all the time. And some of them may have some issues, but they're at least fighting. Fighting. Jeff Duncan, Jeff Fortenberry, Matt Gaetz, Mike Gallagher, Wisconsin, Louie Gohmert, Texas, Paul Gosar, Arizona, James Jordan, who was opening our show today. Mike Kelly, who brought that case on the election to the Supreme Court from Pennsylvania. Steve King, yeah, he's got issues, but he's a fighter. He's on the list. Debbie Leshko, Brian Mast, the injured veteran. Devin Nunes, California. Steve Scalise, Elise Stefanik, who made a name for herself during the impeachment. And, of course, our good, good friend, regular guest from New York's 1st Congressional District, Lee Zeldin. Now, here the math is just appalling. We have 196 names to choose from who are Republicans. And 21 fighters. Now, I ain't no math PhD, but that's less than 10%. Less than 10% of the people you elected to represent you and who swore on a Bible to uphold the Constitution, to protect this republic, have reneged on that oath before God, who have forsworn their duty. And if we want to translate it into prosaic terms, these are individuals who for the last 4 years, if I didn't read your name, you really did nothing. As the Democrats and the mainstream media lambasted and libeled a good man who had left his life behind as a successful businessman to drain the swamp and make America great again. You should be angry. You should be furious that a couple of dozen names are the only ones in D.C. who care and who have honor. And that's why you have a greater role than ever before. Texas has brought its case. 18 states have joined. The Supreme Court must hear it if they believe in this republic. But you have a role to play. You heard Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, an hour ago. You need to put the pressure on. If your state hasn't joined, write, call, email, snail mail to your Attorney General. Tell your state houses they must not certify this election, which is clearly fraudulent. They must not send the list of electors and the votes for Joe Biden to D.C. because there is no way that a decrepit old senile man received more votes than any candidate in history and even more than the first black president. You know it didn't happen. I know it didn't happen. The Democrats know it didn't happen because they cheated. Let your voice be heard. Okay, as I promised, he's been waiting very patiently in California, line 5. Jeff, welcome to America First.
Dr. Gorka, I have a question for you. The progressives, the Democrats, they've been called this communists, socialists. Why not call them what they are and what they're doing instead of how one wants to see them? And that is a military fifth column. They are complete with saboteurs, spies, operatives in choke points, sympathizers. I mean, they're a fifth column military operation. This is a precision military operation.
What's military about Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer? They couldn't even fire a gun if you taught them. What's military about them?
Well, you don't have to have people in uniform and being able to fire guns in order to make war on a nation. That's pretty clear with what's going on in the southern borders with civilian military personnel, well, not actual personnel, but people who are civilians being used as military personnel to shock the system of the United States. That would be border jumpers, all those people coming in from south of the borders, shocking the justice system, shocking our economy. You know, it's a military operation. That's the only way I know how to put it. I'm not a politician.
But words matter, and words have to be precise for them to be accurate. And I spent, you know, 2 decades teaching the military. I still don't get it. You can be a regular threat if you're a cartel, if you're a trafficker, but using the word military to describe the Democrat Party.
It's a military operation.
How is what Nancy Pelosi does on Capitol Hill a military operation? You're still going to have to convince me.
All right. Well, she's had, a star thing. She's basically ignoring the law in the spirit of the law of the Constitution. Now, founding fathers were.
But that doesn't make it a military attack. You're using the word military. How does it make
it
a military attack?
Well, you just said today that we have spies that are Chinese. The Chinese.
That's not military either. I'm open to discussion here. But a spy is also not military. You know that, right?
Well, I don't know of any spy that doesn't work for, there's corporate spies, but I'm talking specifically about spies from China and other countries that are hostile to the United States. And they do come into this country, and they've been doing it since the end of the Vietnam War.
Yeah, but that's not a military threat. That's an intelligence and counterintelligence threat. You know, a military is the use of force. Sleeping with Eric Swalwell is not a military operation.
All right, I understand that. It's not a military operation. It's an intelligence gathering idea. But what I'm also talking about is shocking the system that makes the foundations and the framework of the United States. And that has been going on for some time now, in particular since President Trump got in. These people...
I will agree with you. They want to create a crisis in the system so bad that they can ride in on their white horse or their whatever it is, their Prius, and save us from ourselves and institute a socialist system. On that, I
disagree.
Well, we're out of time. I don't know. Stay on the line and I'll talk to you in the break. That was Jeff from California. One of the new freedom fighters, Lauren Bobbitt, will be with us next on America First.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Well, we're trying. Welcome back, dear friends. Car Firearms Group is the proud sponsor of this segment. Car Arms, Magnum Research, the guys with the Desert Eagles and Auto Ordnance, you know, the Tommy guns, all part of the Car Firearms Group. That's K-A-H-R, a family of brands defending your family's freedom. K-A-H-R.com. And we are so excited. It's not easy. She's as hard to get on the show as the president, but we've done it. This is the latest. She's actually standing in an airport right now. That's how dedicated she is to America First. She is, I love this, Congresswoman-elect for Colorado 3. You may have seen her when she was in a video that went viral challenging Beto. I'm going to take your AR-15s, O'Rourke. She's Lauren Bobbitt. Lauren, welcome to America First.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gorka. It is such a pleasure to finally be on here with you.
Listen, I have to do a fact check first because we bring the truth, no fake news here. Is it true that your restaurant, the Shooter's Grill, where you encourage your staff to carry open, to have weapons carried open, is it true that the town in which Shooter's Grill is located in Colorado is called Rifle?
That is correct. So that's actually what spurred the name of the restaurant, Shooter's Grill. I had been counseling at-risk women for a number of years in our local jails, and I wanted a way to give back to my community and create opportunities for some of these women to have a successful chance at life. And so that was part of the motivation in opening my restaurant in Rifle, Colorado, the only city in America named after a gun. And so we opened Shooter's Grill, but shortly after we opened, there was an altercation where a man was brutally beaten outside of my restaurant, and he lost his life. Now, that immediately prompted the question in me, how am I going to defend everyone? How am I going to protect the people that are around me? And that's when I took advantage of Colorado's open carry laws. I began to open carry in my restaurant. And then soon after that, the waitresses began to carry. And the next thing you know, we had all sorts of people coming in, and Shooter's Grill was being called the safest restaurant in America.
I just love it. I think we need more towns. We need cities named after firearms in America. Just one. That's pathetic. She challenged a Republican for incumbent for the election and then beat Democrat Diane Mitch Bush in the general election. And she's still picking out the furniture for her congressional offices. She's coming to fight the swamp creatures in the swamp. Follow her right now, Lauren Boebert. I'm going to spell that for you. LAUREN. And then the last name, BOEBERT. Follow her. Support this woman right now. And this story is crazy. She just kind of casually drops in there. Oh, I was counseling women in the local jail. And then I look at her bio. Started work in a restaurant at age 15 in McDonald's. Dropped out of high school to take a management position. And then worked in a gas drilling company before coming a pipeliner. What kind of family do you come from? You sound like the real, real salt of the earth Americans who built America. Tell us a little bit about who the Boeberts are.
Yes, well, I am here because of the American dream, and that's what I'm fighting to renew and keep alive for generations to come. I was actually raised in a Democrat household. My mom, she has five kids, and she believed the lies of those failed policies that the Democrats were putting forward. She believed that she needed government to take care of us. So I know what it's like to rely on those handouts for food and housing and health care. And it was a cycle of poverty that we were stuck in. There was no incentive for us to ever get out of that.
So what happened, Lauren? What happened? What was the trigger for you?
I started working, and when I brought my mom home that first paycheck, I knew that I could do a better job taking care of myself than government ever did. I wouldn't have to stand in line for government cheese anymore. I could put my hand to something and actually create wealth and be in charge of my own life.
Wow. Truly remarkable, truly remarkable. And then what made you decide that building up yourself, becoming independent, becoming a restaurant owner isn't enough? Providing for your family, breaking that poverty cycle isn't enough. You're going to take on the monsters in the swamp. What made you do that? Was it the reaction to that video of you challenging O'Rourke? What was the real trigger in that instance?
Well, so I'm a self-taught conservative, and I've always wanted to build a better life for myself so I can help the people that are around me. If I'm always looking on someone to take care of me, then I can't really be a blessing to anyone else and impact their lives. Absolutely, when I confronted then presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke and told him, hell no, you're not going to take our guns, that showed me that I had a voice that I needed to use. And I didn't see enough people standing up for freedom, but I saw a lot of people giving our freedoms away. That became a national rally cry for our Second Amendment rights, and I knew that I could affect and represent millions. Now, I ran as a conservative, and when all the consultants told me to move to the middle after the primary election, and I was going up against a far-left, hide-in-the-basement, job-killing socialist, I refused. I said, these are our rights, and we don't need to move to the middle to appease anyone. We need to stick up for ourselves and recruit more candidates who understand our responsibility is to fight to secure our rights. That is the role of government, to secure our rights. For anyone who wants to join me in that, it's laurenforfreedom.com.
I think you were born for politics. That's incredible. LaurenForFreedom.com. Check out her Twitter and her parlor accounts. Her photo at the top is great. It's holding a cap that says 45 and then a low-slung Glock on her hip. Very, very classy. Follow her, Lauren Boebert and LaurenForFreedom.com. Last few minutes we have with you as a newly elected congresswoman. Your reaction to the last 6 weeks after this election here in America?
You know, this is a contested election, and so I just want to start out with that right there. This is contested. We have all of these states that are joining Texas in suing and unconstitutional acts that were performed in these elections with the signature verifications. And I actually sat in the Oval Office for more than an hour just a week ago, speaking with President Trump, and I got to tell you, it was the most amazing experience because I had the opportunity to encourage and uplift the President of the United States of America and encourage him to keep going, keep fighting. I told him, Mr. President, you have to use all of the authority that you have and fight until this election is actually over. You are the only one who is bold enough to take this stand and take it as far as you're able to for the American people. There has not been one day that he has not put the American people first, and he's not stopping now.
And his reaction to your words, can you share that with us?
Oh, he was so grateful, and he's in this fight. He is in this until the very last minute. He's telling me there's the strategies, and you know there's lots of things that could happen right now. We're trying to get this before the Supreme Court, but this may come down to the House of Representatives. If we decide to accept or reject these electoral college votes that are coming
right.
in, and this may be a straight up and down vote in the House. And Republicans have more states than Democrats. So I want to give the American people some hope here that this ain't over.
It isn't over, and it isn't over because of people like this woman who took a stand and who won. Support her, laurenforfreedom.com, Lauren Bobert on Twitter, on Parler. I'm going to spell that last name for you, B-O-E-B-E-R-T. God bless you for what you are doing. That's the American spirit. And you're going to come in studio next time, right?
I'll do it.
All right.
Be there.
Safe travels. Merry Christmas. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Next, former CIA clandestine officer Daniel Hoffman. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
And I was a little surprised to read about my cooperation in that story, because the story says that, you know, there was never a suspicion of wrongdoing on my part, and all I did was cooperate. And the FBI said that yesterday. But the wrongdoing here, Jim, is that at the same time this story was being leaked out is the time that I was working on impeachment on the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees. And if this is a country where people who criticize the president are going to have law enforcement information weaponized against them, that's not a country that any of us want to live in. And I hope it is investigated as to who leaked this information.
Again, that very, very strange response from Congressman Eric Swalwell to the news that he was inveigled in a relationship with a Chinese intelligence agent. And you just got it wrong. This story is just 3 days old. It has nothing to do with the impeachment of the president. But hey, I guess disinformation can be used by those here in America as well as our enemies. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, member of his National Security Education Board. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And who better to discuss this topic with than our good friend, former CIA senior clandestine services officer. He's also a Fox News contributor. He is Daniel Hoffman. Follow him right now, Daniel Hoffman, D.C. Daniel, welcome back to America First.
Thanks. Great to be on the program.
Daniel, let's just, you know, talk about things in generalities in terms of enemy trade craft and how they achieve their objectives, whether it's China or whether it's any other adversary nation. We shouldn't be surprised at this story, should we, at all?
No. The Chinese are similar to the Russians in the sense that they use intelligence officers under what we call official cover. That would be intelligence officers posing as diplomats or defense officials working out of embassies and consulates. But they also use non-official cover officers. business people, academics, scientists to infiltrate our very open society. They're using that against us. And the Chinese, in this case, sent Christine Fang here in 2011, and she established cover in China by becoming a student at California State out at San Francisco. It's great cover because there's lots of ethnic Chinese out there, and she was very effective at infiltrating a number of the Democratic lawmakers' offices. And that's of great concern. But I will tell you, bottom line up front here, 5 years later is not when we want to hear about it. We had an old saying at CIA that counterintelligence flaps aren't like fine wine that get better with age. This is one we wanted to highlight in 2015. This isn't law enforcement. This is a counterintelligence investigation. You want to get those indications and warnings out immediately.
Yeah, he's using DC talk there, bluff, bottom line up front. Yeah, exactly. We shouldn't be finding this out after these individuals have become national politicians. We shouldn't be finding out after they've been placed on the House Intelligence Committee. Also explain from your perspective as an individual who fought the bad guys across the world in your time at the CIA, should anybody be surprised by... let me put it this way, how junior the original intelligence targets were, that this woman allegedly slept with more than at least a couple mayors, local mayors out west, that she targeted Eric Swalwell when he was a local councilman. Should this surprise anybody as well?
No. And what's particularly interesting to me is that she established her base of operation in California, which is natural, but look at how she expanded out to the Midwest, where, as you said, she was romantically involved with two mayors. That's a pretty tawdry honeypot operation. But the Chinese do this in their own country. In other words, if a person of interest travels to Beijing, whether that person is an official diplomat or a business person or a scientist, whatever, the Chinese will throw out honeypots. Now, it could be a woman, it could be a man. It all depends on what is of interest to the person in question, the target. But that's what they do. They do it to establish bonds of affection and then use that as leverage over the person. And so that's clearly what was going on here with Christine Fang. Now, she's not the only one doing this. The Russians are doing it. The Chinese probably have countless similar cases of this, which is why it's important to share with our citizens, especially state and local elected officials who don't necessarily have this on their radar. We got to tell them. We should have told them 5 years ago. How many people have been targeted in the last 5 years who might have otherwise been able to defend themselves had they had a counterintelligence briefing and been prepared?
We've got 30 seconds left in this segment with Daniel Hoffman. And how much does it shock you that it seems as if, from current reports, Nancy Pelosi knew, Adam Schiff knew, and nevertheless this individual, Eric Swalwell, was placed on the Intelligence Committee with all the clearances that requires?
Yeah, so that I'm going to distinguish between those two things. Christine Fang stole no intelligence from Swalwell, so you could argue that there's no reason not to put him on that committee. That's over to her to decide. He's not a risk for divulging classified. He hasn't divulged any classified.
But he could be leveraged, couldn't he? He could be blackmailed, and vulnerability is something you fill out your SF-86 clearance forms on.
Well, she reportedly put an intern in his office,
yes,
and reportedly helped fundraise. So as long as the FBI knows everything about that and they've done the due diligence, look, Senator Dianne Feinstein had a driver reportedly for 20 years.
For 20 years who worked for Chinese intelligence, the stories just abound.
But
we will continue momentarily with Daniel Hoffman. Follow him right now. Daniel Hoffman, D.C., this is America First. We are so excited to be working together with Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. If you're fed up with your phone bills sponsoring people who do not love this country and who fund things like Planned Parenthood and anti-Second Amendment organizations, join the good guys. Switch today. You can keep your old phone number. Call 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. With special deals right now, two phones for free if you go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA, 972-PATRIOT. Back after these messages.
Please, oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
you. I heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. I love how the president always asks how we're doing. Very well, thank you. Yes, indeed. Thanks to you, our listeners, and especially thanks to all of you who've stood up and donated to the Prison Fellowship this Christmas. This is an incredible campaign. You have already reached out and helped more than 1,400 children across America who have a mother or father incarcerated this Christmas. When you donate that $22, one of these little girls and boys gets a Christmas present, a children's Bible, and a message of love from their mother or father behind bars. Listen to Alana and Quinton, two of these darling angels who are profiting from your donations.
Spending time with my family and knowing that my dad cares. He's sending me all these gifts thanks to you. And I really like to thank you for it.
I like the presents that my dad sent me. I know that you guys care and he cares. So I just want to thank you for that. And I love Christmas.
Thank you, Angel Tree, for doing all that you do, because you don't have to do this, but you choose to do it, and I really appreciate it.
You don't have to do it, but you choose to do it, and you have done it. God bless you for being Christmas angels. If you haven't done so already, it's not too late. Shed a little bit of kindness, a little bit of extra light this Christmas. More than 2.5 million children have a mother or father in prison this Christmas. You just go to our webpage to donate, sebgorka.com, click on the Angel Tree banner, or call the Prison Fellowship directly on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794 or sebgorka.com. That's sebgorka.com. Thank you in the name of Salem. Thank you in the name of the Prison Fellowship. And especially thank you in the name of all the darling children you are helping. We are back with our very special guest. He's Daniel Hoffman, Fox News contributor, decades of service with the clandestine service of the CIA. Follow him right now at Daniel Hoffman, D.C. I have to bring up a letter, Dan, that you are clearly very familiar with, because a lot of these signatories are people you worked with, or you know who these individuals are. This is the famous October 19th public statement on the Hunter Biden emails, signed by former intelligence professionals. And I'll just read you one line from it, Dan. It says, this is when it broke, that the laptop story broke about Hunter Biden, Chinese intelligence, prostitutes, cocaine, you name it. "We believe that the Russian government played a significant role in this case." And the primary signatories, it's 50 individuals, but it starts with Jim Clapper, former director of the National Intelligence, Michael Hayden, former director of the CIA and NSA, Leon Panetta, and your old boss, John Brennan. Now, what is our reaction to this letter published just before the election, given the fact that now, as of yesterday, it seems as if the mainstream media has found this story not to be a Russian hoax?
Yeah, well,
he's got a wry look on his face. He's got a, if you're listening on the radio, Dan's got a wry little cheeky smile on his face.
That's exactly what I've got on my face right now. I'll tell you, when I was at CIA, we tried to stay out of all of these, you know, the whims, the political whims of Washington, D.C. What I always felt like when it was a counterintelligence investigation, whether it's Hunter Biden's taxes or Eric Swalwell's relationship with this Chinese intelligence officer, what we need to do is collect all the facts in a calm manner and avoid coming to any conclusions until the facts are collected. And in the case of Hunter Biden's alleged emails and tax issues and relationships with China and all those other things, that's over to the folks at the FBI, DOJ will do that investigation, and then we'll learn the facts and we can make some conclusions based on that. What I think that those signatories were concerned about was that Russia might have been trying to funnel information through one of their stooges in Ukraine, Andrei Deripaska, through Mayor Giuliani. It doesn't mean that Hunter Biden isn't engaged in a whole bunch of nefarious stuff or trying to use his last name to profit, but that was the concern. Now, I will tell you, just because I got to say this, for me, I've been asked to sign a lot of letters.
I bet you have.
I don't do it because I can stand on what I say myself. I don't feel comfortable signing my name to a letter that 50 or however many other people sign their names to. And that always made me uncomfortable anyways. I don't think it serves its purpose, really. Stand up on your own, make your case, whatever it might be, and leave it at that would be my suggestion. But this one looks like it's going places, frankly, in terms of just the investigation. And I'm in this case, just a concerned citizen tracking it, I think, like most people.
But doesn't it speak to, you don't have to talk about individuals, but you know some of these individuals very well. When you are making an open statement on a clearly politically incredibly sensitive issue, and you make a declarative statement, you're not in the machine, you're not reading the intel, you're not reading the SIGIN, and you say, well, you know what, this looks like Russia.
Right.
That's...
I mean, it was...
Yeah, go ahead.
It was speculation. That was the other problem that I would have had with that. And, I mean, we all, to some extent, we all take the facts that we see on the ground. I do this too, and then I give you my best analysis about what I think is going on. In this case, I can tell you my personal opinion is John Brennan was really more behind this letter than anyone else was. He was really the stalking horse during the campaign and for the last 4 years, attacking the president, going way beyond what decorum should allow, and also calling out the president for things the president didn't do. If you want to criticize President Trump, it's fine. But I would just, Brennan did that, and you and I have talked about this a lot. When the former director of CIA does it and gets his facts wrong, yeah, deliberately so, I think, that really calls into question his motives. And sadly, a lot of others in the Democratic Party took up what Brennan was saying, unfortunately, and I think it hurt their cause, frankly.
And not only that, it can have ramifications for our... the services we're working with overseas and the way we do business, does it not?
It can. I think that that when John Brennan called President Trump a traitor and then later tried to backtrack and say he must have had bad information, well, great. That's incredibly unprofessional and unpatriotic for a former director of CIA to behave that way. And it does cause foreign partners overseas to be concerned, but also our own citizens to wonder what is a former director of CIA doing with this.
He knows of what he speaks. Decades of service in the intelligence community, a patriot. Follow this man right now, Daniel Hoffman, DC, and check him out on Fox News. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting live across the nation to hundreds of stations, millions of listeners, and live streaming on YouTube and Facebook, available on Instagram TV, and now the YouTube alternative, where they believe in the First Amendment. It's called Rumble. Check it out, as well as the Twitter alternative. We're on Parler as well. Thank you, Dan. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that works. How do I know that? Because I've lived it now for almost 2 years. My lower back pain that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, is gone and has stayed away since I first started taking it. But also, listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Debron? Of course you do. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now and order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95, or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. You deserve to find out if this is the answer for you. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. Like the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Nothing except your pain. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. A bit of madness. That's my childhood. Bit of British ska. It's Friday. This is Sebastian Gorka, and we are America First. Dan, he's so polite. So polite. But you see that twinkle in his eye if you're watching us on YouTube, and you know what he thinks of John Brennan and all those other reprobates is the best I can say right now. If you want to see as well as hear this show, don't forget we are on YouTube. Subscribe, hit the notifications bell twice, and you'll never miss a thing. Just look for Sebastian Gorka and America First. And if you're watching us now on the live stream, hit the like button. Yes, hit the like button. We appreciate it. And just in case, Jeff always wants me to remind you guys, We are exploding on all the other alternative platforms where they don't censor those who speak the truth. So the YouTube alternative, Rumble, we are also there. Look for me on Rumble. And the Twitter alternative, Parler, is also one of our new platforms. Thanks for all your support. So let's go back to madness. We are living in a time of madness, a collective madness in this nation where up is down, white is black, and good is bad. And as I mentioned earlier, from the, it wasn't the party I was at, it may have been the Hanukkah party at the White House. Somebody recorded the president's speech there as well. And the snippet that's been going viral is the following. For things to be right when it comes to the election, all we need is for a few people, especially some judges, some state senators, is for them to have courage and wisdom. Those are the words the president used. We need courage and wisdom. In fact, let me elucidate, let me modify that slightly. I think the president won't mind if I do that. The wisdom is, well, that'd be great. What we need most of is courage. It has become apparent to me, especially in the last 23 months we've been doing this show, and wow, what an incredible 23 months it's been so far, that the biggest problem we have in America today is a collective lack of courage. And this applies to all of us. Do you have what it takes to stand up for the truth, to make sure they don't steal this election, to tell your state houses and your local officials in your states that they must not endorse and certify this election? Because that's what it's about. It's about the truth. We know Biden didn't win. Biden knows he didn't win. Let's stand up for the truth, because the stakes are the same. And we'll end as we always end, with the words of my boss, President Trump.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.